Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhand. Today, Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin, the second parak, Kamevi Get. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that Amoraim were visiting Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, and while they were speaking, a Persian man came and took away their lamp. It was a Persian holiday on which they only allowed lights in their temples. Rabbah cried out, Rachmana Obatolach Obatua Devar Esav, Merciful One, shelter us either in your shadow or in the shadow of Esav descendants who do not mistreat us as the Persians do. The Gemara challenges the implication that the Romans, the descendants of Esav, treat Jews better from a brisa. Elkim Having Darka Behu Yada as Makoma. Hashem understood the Torah's way and knew its place, which means Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael She'en Yocholin L'Kabel Gezeres El Romim. Hashem knew that Yisrael could not bear the Romans' decrees, Amad the Hegel Osim L'Bavel, so he rose and exiled them to Bavel instead. Clearly, Jews would be better treated in Bavel than Rome. The Gemara answers, Hamakami Denesu Chavrig L'Bavel, Halabasu Da'asu Chavrig L'Bavel. The pasuk refers to the period before the Persians came to Bavel, when Jews were treated relatively well. Rabbah Bar Bar Chana was talking about after the Persians came to Bavel. Pointing to the next mission states that the writing and signing of a get must take place on the same day. By Yom Nachtim Malayla, if it was written by day and signed that night, halachically the next day, the Tanakhama says the get is possible, and Rabbi Shimon says it is valid. He agrees that all other predated documents are invalid because they can be used to collect with them properly. Amoraim explained why a date is required in the get. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum basachoso, because one may use an undated get to save his sister's daughter, who is his wife. If she commits adultery, incurring the death penalty, her husband may seek to protect her by writing an undated get, and falsely claim she was divorced before the adultery. Rish Lakish says, Mishum peros, because of the produce of his wife's property. The husband who receives the produce of his wife's property might try continuing to sell it after the divorce, and the undated get would enable him to falsely claim the divorce was after their sale. Rish Lakish does not accept Rabbi Yochanan's reason because znus lo shchicha, illicit relations in front of witnesses and forewarned, is uncommon. Rabbi Yochanan does not accept Rish Lakish's reason because he holds the husband receives produce until the get is given, so dating its writing would not solve the issue. And pointing with the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan, who says a get must be dated because of a concern of adultery, will explain why Rabbi Shimon considers a predated get valid. It answers Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Rabbi Shimon was unconcerned about adultery and held dating gittin was required to protect her produce from being improperly sold, as Rish Lakish explained. The Gemara then explains how Rish Lakish interprets the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, who both hold dating is to protect her produce. Paired to Mishas Ksiva Vadshas Chasima Ik Benayu, the status of produce from the time of writing the get until the time of signing is the point of contention between them. The Rabbanan say the husband retains rights to produce until the get signing, and if she presents a get dated by its earlier writing, she will improperly recover what was sold after the writing and before the signing. Rabbi Shimon holds the husband's rights end at the get's writing, so following the date of the writing will not cause a loss to any purchaser. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara relates that Amoraim were visiting Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, and while they were speaking, a Persian man came and took away their lamp. It was a Persian holiday on which they only allowed lights in their temples. Rabbah cried out, Rachmana Obatolach Obatua Devar Esav, Merciful One, shelter us either in your shadow or in the shadow of Esav descendants who do not mistreat us as the Persians do. The Gemara challenges the implication that the Romans, the descendants of Esav, treat Jews better from a brisa. Elkim Having Darka Behu Yada as Makoma. Hashem understood the Torah's way and knew its place, which means Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael She'en Yocholin L'Kabel Gezeres El Romim. Hashem knew that Yisrael could not bear the Romans' decrees, Amad the Hegel Osim L'Bavel, so he rose and exiled them to Bavel instead. Clearly, Jews would be better treated in Bavel than Rome. The Gemara answers, Hamakami Denesu Chavrig L'Bavel, Halabasu Da'asu Chavrig L'Bavel. The pasuk refers to the period before the Persians came to Bavel, when Jews were treated relatively well. Rabbah Bar Bar Chana was talking about after the Persians came to Bavel. Pointing to the next mission states that the writing and signing of a get must take place on the same day. By Yom Nachtim Malayla, if it was written by day and signed that night, halachically the next day, the Tanakhama says the get is possible, and Rabbi Shimon says it is valid. He agrees that all other predated documents are invalid because they can be used to collect with them properly. Amoraim explained why a date is required in the get. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum basachoso, because one may use an undated get to save his sister's daughter, who is his wife. If she commits adultery, incurring the death penalty, her husband may seek to protect her by writing an undated get, and falsely claim she was divorced before the adultery. Rish Lakish says, Mishum peros, because of the produce of his wife's property. The husband who receives the produce of his wife's property might try continuing to sell it after the divorce, and the undated get would enable him to falsely claim the divorce was after their sale. Reish Lakish does not accept Rabbi Yochanan's reason because znus lo shchicha, illicit relations in front of witnesses and forewarned, is uncommon. Rabbi Yochanan does not accept Reish Lakish's reason because he holds the husband receives produce until the get is given, so dating its writing would not solve the issue. And pointing with the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan, who says a get must be dated because of a concern of adultery, will explain why Rabbi Shimon considers a predated get valid. It answers Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Rabbi Shimon was unconcerned about adultery and held dating gittin was required to protect her produce from being improperly sold, as Reish Lakish explained. The Gemara then explains how Reish Lakish interprets the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, who both hold dating is to protect her produce. Paired to Mishas Ksiva Vadshas Chasima Ikbenayu, the status of produce from the time of writing the get until the time of signing is the point of contention between them. The Rabbanan say the husband retains rights to produce until the get signing, and if she presents a get dated by its earlier writing, she will improperly recover what was sold after the writing and before the signing. Rabbi Shimon holds the husband's rights end at the get's writing, so following the date of the writing will not cause a loss to any purchaser. All right, so now we get our simur daf Yud Zayin, and our standard simur is a used car salesman, Yud Zayin. So here goes. The used car salesman from Green Gullis Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece, his wife, an undated get, who almost ran over a man who was busy selling his wife's produce he still had rights to until the get signing. Once again, slow motion. The used car salesman, that must have been warned off. Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Green Gullis Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the Roman Gullis was better or worse than the Persian Gullis. So the used car salesman from Green Gullis Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece, his wife, an undated get, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirement of a date in a get. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Bazachoso, because one might use an undated get to save his sister's daughter, who is his wife. If she commits adultery, incurring the death penalty, her husband may seek to protect her by writing an undated get and falsely claim she was divorced before the adultery. Reish Lakish says, Mishum Peros, because of the produce of his wife's property. The husband who receives the produce of his wife's property might try continuing to sell it after the divorce, and the undated get would enable him to falsely claim the divorce was after their sale. So the used car salesman from Green Gullis Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece's wife an undated get, who almost ran over a man who was busy selling his wife's produce he still had rights to, until the get signing. Which reminds the Gemara brings the Malchokas whether the husband retains rights to his wife's produce until the time of the get's writing or signing. So once again, the used car salesman from Green Gullis Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece, his wife, an undated get, who almost ran over a man who was busy selling his wife's produce he still had rights to until her get signing. All right, so now it's time for Four Bula Ba'ach Chazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy. That must mean we're Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy in the green suit who was delighted when a healthy guest told another guest, you have a mana of mine, give it to the bar mitzvah boy, which meant he automatically acquired it, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that one who instructs a get to be given to his wife or evident dies, it cannot be given after his death. However, if he said, tnu mana ish poni umeis, give a mana to poni and he died, yidnu l'achemisi, they should give it after his death. Rav said the ruling is only if the coins are piled and resting in a corner, and the benefactor said to give these coins. Two interpretations are given. Rav Zvid said the Mishnah discusses a healthy person. Although a kinyan is required, it was performed to with the mamad shloshtan in the presence of all three parties, himself, the intermediary, and the third party, and with the mamad shloshtan, the recipient automatically acquires it. Rav Papa said the Mishnah discusses a shchimera, a mortally ill person, who does not require a kinyan. So the bar mitzvah boy in the green suit who was delighted when a healthy guest told another guest, you have a mana of mine, give it to the bar mitzvah boy, which meant he automatically acquired it, and then became sad when he overheard a man on his way to be executed say, write a get for my wife, which reminds the Gemara brings a mission with states, originally they would say, Hayotzi b'kol ba'amr kisuf geli ishti, one who goes out in an iron collar to be executed and said, write a get for my wife, although he did not say, give it, ayo yichdevu yitnu, they write and give it because he lacked the presence of mind to speak clearly. So the bar mitzvah boy in the green suit who was delighted when a healthy guest told another guest, you have a mana of mine, give it to the bar mitzvah boy, which meant he automatically acquired it, and then became sad when he overheard a man on his way to be executed say, write a get for my wife, became happy again when another guest said, a mamad shloshim works even with a loan, which reminds me, the Gemara discusses whether mamash loshen is not only effective for a deposit, but it's also effective for a loan, and if so, how? Daf Yadalit. So the siman Daf Yadalit is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the siman. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more in Daf Yadalit, hand. The juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holech, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, which reminds us, if one says holech manu a pony sh'ani chayv lo, bring this money to pony that I owe him. Rav says that the sender is still responsible for the money if it's lost until the creditor receives it, which completes the payment. Even so, if the debtor wishes to retract his payment from the shaliach, he cannot retract. But Shmuel says, since the debtor is responsible for it, if he wishes to retract a payment, he can. The Gemara concludes that all agree that saying holech is ordinarily like Zechi. Shmuel argues here that since he remains responsible for the mana, he does not intend for the creditor to acquire it yet. So the juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holach, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, and who had second thoughts about retrieving a silver cup for someone from very intimidating custodians who wanted him to accept liability, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident in which Amoraim were intimidated to give back a vessel sent with them if they didn't accept liability during the return trip. So the juggler chugging green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holach, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, and who had second thoughts about retrieving a silver cup from someone from very intimidating custodians who wanted him to accept liability, didn't know what to do with the money when he was informed both the sender and recipient died while he was in transit, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a five-way machlokas if the sender or recipient dies while the money is in transit. Daf Tezvav, so the simur Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit-loving shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be on Daf Tezvav. Tu Bishvat. Fruit bowl. The fruit-loving shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses a shaliach who testifies about half of the writing or signing, and the Gemara clarifies, if the shaliach only saw the second half of the get being written, the get is invalid. So the fruit-loving shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, and then was informed that his testifying that he was the second signature doesn't help, which reminds the Gemara taught that if the shaliach testifies he's the second signature, the get is puzzled. Rav Ashi explains that although ordinarily a single witness can confirm his own signature, and a shaliach is believed to confirm the signature he saw, these two cannot be combined. Rather, okul b'kima get, okul b'tekanas hachamim. It must be validated either entirely through a confirmation of the get with the signatures confirmed by two witnesses or the signers themselves, or entirely through the sage's decree of a shaliach testifying to both signatures. So the fruit-loving shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, and then was informed that his testifying that he was the second signature doesn't help, proceeded to go and eat some Maaser Sheni fruit after washing his hands in halves. Which reminds us, Ilfa asked, Yadayim Tahoros L'Chatzayin or Ain Tahoros L'Chatzayin? Can hands become Tahor through washing by halves, or can they not become Tahor by halves? Daf Tezayin, so the simur Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water, acrobat with big toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin, toes. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Mishnah mikvos, mikveh sheish bo arbim sa mechuvanos, a mikveh which has precisely the minimum 40 sa of water. V'yardu shtam v'tavu b'zeh achazeh, and two people went down and immersed themselves, one after the other, rishon tahor b'sheni tami. The first is tahor, but the second is tami because some water was removed when the first person left. But Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayu ragov shel rishon nogos b'mayim, if the feet of the first were touching the water during the second tefillah, af hasheni tahor, even the second person is tahor, because we say, good achis, extend and lower, to consider the water on his body still connected to the mikveh. So, the acrobat in the mikveh act, who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, which reminds us, the Gemara brings two questions of combining methods of washing one's body regarding tumah and tahara, one being from a papa who quoted a Mishnah, Balkari Cholish and Nasnu of Tisha Kabim Maim Tower, an ill Balkari upon whom they poured 9 Kabim of water becomes Tower for learning Torah without Tevila in a mikveh. Rapapa asked, Chesi b'Tevila v'Chesi b'Nesina, if half his body underwent Tevila and half underwent pouring 9 Kabim of water, does he become Tower? Both questions are left unresolved. So the acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, got interrupted by two shluchim on their way to deliver a get, who asked him if he happens to know whether they need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam, which reminds the Gemara discusses if two shluchim bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have a shaila if hands can be washed half at a time? That's on Dov. Tezvav. Good number 2. Which stuff do we discuss whether the reason that a get must be dated is either because of a concern of basa choso or peros? That's on Dov. Yud Zion. Good number 3. Which stuff do we the incident where Amoraim were intimidated to accept liability for an item they were returning to its owner? That's on Dov. Yadalad. Good number 4. Which stuff to be machlokes is whether the husband retains rights to his wife's produce until the time of the get's writing or signing? That's on Dov. Yud Zayin. Good number 5. Which stuff to be a question if a Baal carries tahor if he half immersed in a mikveh and half had tisha kabim poured on him? That's on Dov. Tezayin. Good number 6. Which stuff to be machlokes is about retracting a get shichur after handing it to a shaliach? That's on Dov. Yadav. Good number 7. Which stuff do we have a question whether two people bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtam? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss whether one can force his slave to work without feeding him? That's on Dav. Yud Beis. Good number 9. Which stuff does the Gemara discuss whether the Roman Gaulus was better or worse than the Persian Gaulus? That's on Dav. Yud Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which stuff did we learn that if the shaliach said that he only saw the second half of the get being written, the get is invalid? That's on Dav. Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhorn of Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.